Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
305 DGS. When I walked in, the guys were talking about babies and having twins and how difficult that would be. And it just brings back memories of when Phoebe was a baby. And Maureen was staying home, but I would always take, I want to say like the 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. I know it was 1 a.m., but it was like 8 or 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. was mine. So awesome. And I remember like if Phoebe started fussing at 1:01, that's a Maureen problem. It has nothing to do with me. And so at like 12:56, and she's in her little bassinet, and she starts to, I would fall to my face in prayer, just like, please, baby Jesus, let her not wake up. You know, just like it was, you're so tired, and it's a team effort, right? It's a team effort. We're on the same team here, but I'd rather you be screwed than me. And I just remember that desperation of like, please, just three more minutes. And she had a bassinet that vibrated, you know, to put her to sleep. Mm-hmm. I remember one night at about 12:55, it went off, and she started fussing, so I started, like, doing it myself with my fingers. And, yeah. There's just, right? There's just that panic. I don't know how people do it by themselves.
It's got to be brutal. I don't know how you do it with two or three or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Or even, like, some of the people in our family, they've had kids, you know, like three kids in a 4.5-year span. And you're like, what? How? It was, like, one is hard.
My friends, the Lunas, have six kids, 13, I don't know. They have a bunch of kids. And remember, Mickey was over, Mickey Luna, great guy, and it was my 50th birthday party, and we're all talking at a big party, and the kids are all playing, and I'm like, how do you do it? And he said one of the smartest things I've ever heard. He goes, oh, we do the same thing you do. We just have lower standards.
And you always see memes of like, that's with your funny. First kid, you're so gentle and you're so concerned and like everything's going to be organic and the baby's never going to do this and this. And by like your third kid, it's like, oh, did you just eat some dirt? All right, we'll have fun,
honey.
You're
just honey. Throwing dinosaur nuggets into him. No, actually, the back seat.
I saw this on Monday. I went over to some good friends of mine and they have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And the 3-year-old is like, I remember when he was young, it was never out of their sight. And, you know, you couldn't. And then the 1-year-old, they're like, I don't know. I saw her putting some in her mouth over there earlier, but I haven't seen her since then. So I don't know. She's around.
My sister's 14 years older than me. My brother was 11 years older than me. So I was a complete shock. My mom and dad were about 40 when they had me in 1964, which was like being 80 now, right? And like when I'm 7, my mom and dad are like, you should start smoking, right? I mean, give you something to do with your hands and so you're not bothering us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wheeler, what do you got?
All right, well, kind of a topic that's related, at least back to the 1940s. This is from a friend of mine sent this to a group of us via email. It's from a New York newspaper from the 1950s. And the headline of this is like a listener, I'm sorry, a reader reaction section, right? Where a reader posts a question, and it was Herman Martin from 125 Broad Street, New York, New York, who submitted the question, and then they got other readers answering the question. This is from the 1950s, and the question, this is stunning to me. If a woman needs it, should she be spanked?
Oh, my gosh.
And the answers, I can't believe this is not fake. Like, this was real. So Miguel Matos, who is a Brooklyn counterman, he said, why not? If they don't know how to behave by the time they're adults, they should be treated like children and spanked.
you see like a bunch of advertisements where husbands are spanking their wives and not in like the way that would mean in 2023.
Right,
like,
right.
Like they're genuinely like punishing them like children. You see advertisements like that and it's just like, wow, sure, I'm glad I was born now and not 60 years ago.
There's another one. Frank Desiderio was a barber in Brooklyn, said, as a barber, I've got a lot of faith in a hairbrush. I think there are certain cases it's advisable, and when it is, there's no reason why you shouldn't go right ahead and do it.
Because and I'm like, what are
you expecting from Wheeler's World today?
Well, like, yeah, well, so it goes into
Sean Connery on us.
It goes into what we talked about yesterday, which
and, by the way, he's completely making up these names and their editorials,
no.
Right?
Oh no, I got receipts, baby.
Wheeler's like, there's another guy named George Plate who
Teddy
said
Galel.
Wevin Keeler says, "Yeah, you should slap him,
especially if you're a redhead. Boy, you take that freckled hand and you wear him out."
So. Like yesterday, we were talking about the differences in generations, right? Like how what people
really
were
going to try and turn this into.
Yeah,
segment.
Because this
I'm
is
listening.
What was,
I'm listening.
This is what was fascinating to me is this is real. Like this happened in a freaking newspaper, and these guys were like, "Not only am I going to answer this,
here's my name.
I'm going to tell you my address right. And my name and my profession.
Half off of pork chops. Come on in
and
mention the spankings."
And these guys are just dudes. They're not, it's not like, I'm a rocket
Monsters.
Scientist, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm a parking lot attendant, so listen to me talk about how I should discipline the other adult that lives in the house with me. Like, why aren't you in trouble?
No females responded.
Right. Well, this is the thing. It's like, why aren't these guys getting spanked for being idiots?
Because they're the ones in charge of everything.
This is, yes, exactly.
They're the king.
How is that only 70 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That like, all right, 1800, I'd be like, all right, I get. I mean, it makes sense. How's that only 70 years ago?
I know. And the thing is, we have things happen like, okay, so Kamala Harris is the first ever female vice president. Just learned when Nancy Pelosi was retiring from her, not retiring, but leaving her position in House leadership, that she was the first ever female to, you know, become Speaker of the House or just even be that high up in government. And we say all the time, like, men and women are perfectly equal, except we have all these firsts that are still happening.
In
so, like, it doesn't feel like it's perfectly equal. It feels like in the very recent past, men were spanking their wives and then telling the newspaper about it. And the newspaper was going like, this is pretty good. We should publish this.
And it was on TV. Like, they did that on I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Weren't there episodes where Ricky spanked Lucy because she wasn't obeying or something? It's like, what?
Andrew's like, oh, boy, were there.
Yes, there were.
You know what? I think we have watched those episodes on the break in
remember that
studio
yeah we
before.
Found like a compilation and it was like it
close was,
like, was
real into it
was like 9.5 minutes long.
It's like what?
I was like, hey, put the spanking episode on again.
But like I understand the world has always been weird and it's changing over time, and I guess that was the perspective since we talked about that yesterday, that whole like that was actually progress for then too. Right, because
like instead of fully beating your
right,
wife, you
right,
should just
spank
her.
Because before you just like bleh, punch in the face or whatever. Like that's so fascinating and odd to me. I can't comprehend that. I'm glad I can't comprehend that.
Well, like we had the professor on from KU, and he was talking about, oh no, we've been steadily evolving for 300,000 years, yet in our lifetime, people were openly discussing in the newspaper how you spank your wife.
Yeah.
Like just during our lifetime.
You're right. It was who said the Sean
Took
Connery 300, thing?
300,000 years to get there.
Because that was the Sean Connery interview. But the crazy thing, that was what, like 1985?
Is that what he said? Like just slap her around a little?
Yeah, he was like, it's okay to slap a woman. If she
deserves it. It was
something
crazy like that.
If she's talking too
she's
much.
She's mouthing off.
Andrew has the quote as his screensaver.
It was his yearbook quote.
He's pretending. Up to Megan.
He's pretending he's trying to remember it. It's like, this is what he says.
Like, really? You want the extra pork chop?
You know why that was out lately?
Let me check my tattoo.
That hit the buzz again lately because that was Barbara Walters' interview.
Yeah.
And she was like, what?
Yeah, she was like, really? He's like, sure.
She had some crazy interviews, man. some of those compilations that came out right after her death. The woman who was it? What was his name? Roger Sterling? Donald Sterling?
Donald Sterling, yeah. The Clippers guy, yeah.
The weird interview she did with like his mistress or something where she was like, I was his everything. I was his silly rabbit.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
Like, what?
He's like, silly rabbit. He's like, is that what he called you? She goes, no.
Yes. He called you his silly rabbit.
I think it's interesting that in, what, 77, 78, Gilda Radner became famous by saying, I'm Baba Wawa.
Right,
and everyone thought it was awesome.
Fully making fun of
her. You couldn't do that today.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, that was like yesterday. That was nothing.
And honestly, it might have even, I wasn't alive, I wasn't anywhere near aware enough to get it, but I wonder if that even elevated Barbara Walters at the time because of how big Saturday Night Live was.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Well, we solved that one.
Yay!
By the way, the quote was, "If you've, it's okay if you've tried everything else."
Hard argument.
I don't know what the newspaper was saying about the spanking, too.
Which is like, okay.
They're consistent.
Somehow even worse than you expect.
The cops show up. They're like, just one question, sir. Have you tried everything else?
Oh, all right. Well, then, be on your day. Have a nice day, Mr. Connery.
321 DGS, going to do some audio here. Let's start with mine. It's going to be weird. So I saw this last night on TikTok, and I never watched Sesame Street. I just never have. So it's kind of meaningless to me, but evidently they had one episode where they had this animated thing. It was called The Crack, and it was a crack in a wall, and it freaked every kid in the world out, and they never played it again, and they deep-sixed it, and you can't find it, and someone leaked it. And I have that thing where when I was a kid, when we'd have movie time, they would show us one all the time. I think it was from UNICEF. But it was like, I don't know, South America, probably maybe Mexico. And people are living like in adobe houses. And what I remember is the mom would make tortillas and she'd smack them back and forth in her hands. I love that sound. And there was a little kid and his sister was sick. And all he wanted was a pair of black shiny shoes. And he goes into town because he saved up his money and he buys his black shiny shoes. And he comes home and his sister's about to die. And he takes them back and he gets medicine for her. And you're like, oh, that's what you should do. And like, I was just obsessed with that movie and I can't find it. And I'm afraid I made it up. So I'm hoping that this will be that for somebody, but I haven't listened to it because I'm lazy, so it could also be porn.
Okay.
While laying in her bed, the cracks overhead more and more looked like a camel. Today's a rainy day and I can't go out and play. Would you take me for a ride, camel? Said the camel crack, climb upon my back, and right through the wall they did go. When out they came again, they were standing by Crack Hen. Hello to you, Miss Hen, meet my friend. Then went the three to wall where Crack Monkey lived, close by the attic door. Good day, good day, good day. I'm glad you came my way.
Hey,
and how's
weird.
Everybody been?
I don't know why that would end someone's childhood, but
maybe the visuals were scary.
Yeah, the visuals were a little creepy. So it's presented as like cracks in the wall, you know, like you see shapes and cracks, whatever they call that, like when you see clouds and animals and stuff. And then it, like, she rides the camel, and then she goes and finds a crack monkey, and the monkey's like, ho-ho, but there's one more crack thing you must see. And then she, like, opens the door, and behind the door, there's the crack master, which I'm not making up.
Maybe like Andy Mark scores.
It's the crack master, and it's, like, this really terrifying face, and he's like, rah, I'm mean and mad, and
everyone,
then the crack my face destroys.
Everyone has this. Like, when Fee was little, she would watch Courage the Cowardly Dog. And there was one episode, and they were all kind of freaky.
Yeah, they were.
There was one episode
scary.
Where the guy had long arms, and it just, like, she was just catatonic. And another time, one of our friends, Jackass Little Boy, showed them Happy Time Fun Friends, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. It's Happy Tree Friends.
Yes,
yeah.
Again, freaked her ass out. And we all probably have that from our childhood, unless we've repressed it. Something that you saw that you shouldn't have seen, or something that some idiot kid showed you to be mean.
Well, this one ends spooky, too, because after the Crackmaster destroys himself being so mean and
when
mad.
When did you stop saying Crackmaster?
Then it's like, well, the rain's done, so it's time to leave, but you'll see the cracks again one day or something. And it's
well,
like,
it made
an
impression on Andrew.
Yeah, it's like, don't say it like that.
So my audio is from a hot mic situation with NBC News White House correspondent Peter Alexander.
So a lot
being,
like mine.
Yeah, a lot like yours.
The crackmaster.
Being a little frustrated that President Biden would not answer his question. Whoa, sorry.
Will you commit to speak to the special counsel?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Everyone,
let me swear.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Stop getting up so you don't trip. Thank you.
Let's keep moving. Thank you.
I looked him straight in the eye and said it. He looked me back and he said a word. Will you commit to speak to the special counsel? He looked at me, didn't say a word.
Reply.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the crack video. It's a little creepy to just see him sitting there, like, smiling and not answering one question as everyone's shouting at him. It's one of those just weird things.
I take from that, I hate that thing when someone stops talking, then they're like, I got it! And they're screaming, and the person's handler is screaming, okay, we're going, we're walking. Like, it's like we lose all class. We lose all dignity. We lose all sense. And I just hate that moment in press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to happen every single time.
Well, it's like he's...
Does that happen in sports?
Yes.
Does it really?
Yes. It's not as common as that. Like, you don't get a lot of that hubbub. You get a lot of that, any questions? Like, oh, no, we're not taking any questions. Bye. And they just walk off. But typically, you know, in sports, though, you're going to get another chance. You know, locker room's going to be open the next day or whatever. I'm like, it's not like the president where you're probably not going to get another chance to ask him a question for, what, 6 months? The way this goes now. Why can't we just make them do one every week? You have to do a press conference every week, take questions for whatever, half an hour, whatever amount of time it is, and then be done with it. Why don't we make our people like...
Am I making this up or did Trump do them all the time? I feel like he did them all the time for a while.
I don't think he did formal press conferences all the time.
I don't think he took questions a lot. I
guess I made that up.
I feel like he was easier to catch, though, like the Ruth Bader Ginsburg clip that we've talked about before, where he's like, I didn't know this. You're telling me
for
the first
time. Yeah, he walked out to the helicopter a lot, and they were able to catch him on the lawn.
It was easier to catch. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. It was easier to catch him on the lawn than it was Biden.
I will say he did a lot more than Joe Biden does.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's 100%.
And he was constantly doing rallies, so he was always in the public eye, like, you know, doing that kind of stuff, so.
I just want them to have to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, please. Stop BSing. Stop running away when you don't like a question. Just answer the questions.
It's kind of interesting to hear that frustration from Peter Alexander. Like, he looked me straight in the face, and he didn't even respond.
Didn't.
Well, because, you know, they have a relationship.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it'd be like me asking Ronji something and him ignoring me. I'm being like, can you believe Ronji doesn't ignore me?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. TGS 335. Dave Murray is back with us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How's the grandson?
Great. They left today. They're going back home. So that's okay. It was nice, about 5 days. Wonderful.
Very nice.
Wonderful.
Any highlights?
Exhausting. Well, this was a celebration of late Christmas and a birthday. He just turned 3.
Oh, wow.
And we got him a small electric Jeep.
Yes.
And we put him down for a nap one day. And my son and I built this. Took 2 hours to build this thing. And he woke up and... He's still a little young for it, but not by much. The good thing, it comes with a remote control, so you can control it. So if he gets out of control, ready to slam into something, you can stop him really quickly.
We were just,
but he loved it. He loved it.
Dave, how much does your grandson remind you of your son when he, whenever he was that age?
Not a lot yet, though you see mannerisms and stuff like that. But, you know, just barely three. What's really, really bizarre is he has a lot of mannerisms of Janice, of my wife.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
It's really, you know, you can see the genetics going to town.
That's cool.
Phoebe was just talking about, just last week, she had the classic pink electric Barbie Jeep.
Yeah.
And there's a trail around the lake that the house is on, and she would just go out there with, like, one of her buddies. And I remember it, like, they were wearing sunglasses, and they weren't playing. Like, they were, they thought that they were cruising. Like, they're the coolest things in the world. And she was just like, that, my dream is to have a full-size one of those. It was just so cool.
Do you want the remote control with that, Dave?
No.
Right. Yeah, it's got lights. It has a horn. It's got a radio that you can, that it comes with some pre-programmed music, but you can hook it up to your phone. It's really not that expensive when you think about the thing of it. But it's thank goodness for YouTube videos and how to put it together, because we got stymied at one point. And the guy, the video we were watching, he said, if you've gotten to this point, you're not alone. Because and if you haven't joined me, it will take you 2 or 3 hours just to figure it out.
I can't do it. If I'm wrong and there's a hell, I'm going to wake up putting together Target bookshelves for eternity. I can't do it. Nick's been doing that stuff for me since he was like 3. For real. Like,
he'd
just
putting together his own Jeep.
Yeah, I'd hand him the instructions. I'm like, here's a screwdriver. I'll be back in an hour. I my mind goes blank. I'm not good at math. There's several things I'm not good at. My mind goes blank when I open up the big white instructions and it's like, this is A, this is B, and there's no, and there's screws. And there's always stuff left over. You're like, well, that was probably important. Yep. So Dave, gloomy day today.
Wet. Yep. Yeah. Cloudy, wet. Let's take the rain up to about 8 o'clock tonight. In places it's not raining at all. In other places there's some downpours, but that's kind of the pattern we're in for a couple more hours. That would be about it. Clearing skies, windy all night long, but well above freezing, 40 degrees. Thursday's kind of one of these changeable sky days. There'll be some sun, but there's going to be more and more clouds in the afternoon. There's a weak little front coming by, kind of a secondary front. Could be a sprinkle of rain about this time in the afternoon, but very, very limited. It stays windy all day, 45 degrees. Windy and cold Thursday night, 28. Friday, still windy, but lots of sunshine, 42 degrees. Saturday, sunny and 42, less wind. Then another, which I, at this point, still thinking it's a fairly weak system. A lot of clouds around on Sunday. There could be some very light rain and wet snow around in the morning on Sunday. Does not look like anything to be concerned about. 42 again on Sunday. So it's a cold period coming up, but it's not a cold, cold period coming up. Kind of where we should be.
Dave, get into as much detail as you like or not, but remind me, is February still looking a little sinister to you?
Yes. The key that's going on right now is the fire hose of storms into the West Coast is primarily over. There's going to be a weak one that comes by on Thursday. Nothing like what the West has seen. That should be the last one for quite a while. And that's going to force a pattern change. And that pattern change should return winter to the middle of the country and the East Coast of the country as the West goes dry. Still kind of cold out West, but it looks like everything shifts. Not sure how much snow we see. I never thought we would have a big snowy winter, but it does look like a cold month and a wintry type month in Feb.
All right. We were just laughing. I'm not sure why it was in the KMOX news, but evidently the singer, as opposed to the animal, Seal, is coming. And Rach was like, does he have more than this song? And I'm like, I don't think so. And dude, someone said, like, do you play it first? You play it last? You wait for the encore?
It's got to be the last one on the encore.
No,
right?
You play it first, and you play it as the end.
That's what I was saying, Dave. Like, they've got to play Kiss from a Rose multiple times.
Yeah, I remember when Carly Rae Jepsen's proven herself to be very talented, and she's really, I think, come into her own. But when she was first touring on the, like, Call Me Maybe stuff, I think she was doing it three times. She would do it, like, very first.
Out!
In the middle.
Are you serious?
And then at the end of the encore.
You crank the crowd up.
I've never heard of anyone doing that, ever.
I mean, if you know that everyone's only there to hear Kiss from a Rose, they're not going to be sad if you do it two or three times.
Yeah, what's it like going to a Dexys Midnight Runners show, right? Like, you think they're going to play Come On, Eileen? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of drama. Like, what the hell else did they ever do?
I hope they play my favorite one.
We have some answer on this. I Googled a set list from last spring. So basically what I'm seeing is a lot of covers. It opens with Luck Be a Lady and closed with David Bowie's Rebel Rebel. In the encore, Kiss from a Rose was number 12 out of 15 songs.
That's bold.
And then again, there's a James Brown, it's a man's man's world, I've Got You Under My Skin by Cole Porter. So basically, he has one song.
Okay.
And then he's out there singing covers of everybody else.
Hey, it's great work if you can find
He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he does.
One song, my ass. That's only one more than I have.
I mean, it worked on
it's
Heidi.
It's going to be Dave.
It worked on Heidi Klum.
A couple of headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Find hundreds of exclusive digital offers and coupons with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys hear about this terrible story out of Alaska? Two people were killed by a polar bear in the remote town of Wales. The bear entered the community and had chased multiple residents on Tuesday afternoon. It was fatally shot by a local while attacking the victims. Described as an adult female and a juvenile male, their identities have not been released.
Polar bears are not playing. I watched the special.
They track you. Like, they track humans.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, the only bears that track people.
I watched a special where a guy... He lived because he was on the special, but they knew that they were in the area, and they had like security people there with high powered guns, the whole thing, and just out of nowhere he just pulled him out of his tent and just started eating him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember we went to the zoo and the polar bear charged you?
I do.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
I taught him a lesson, didn't I?
Yeah, there's glass there, dummy.
You said, "Stand down, soldier." Stopped in his tracks.
You know, can I tell you like another little Dave confession? So what was our friend's name who showed
Steve.
Us around? Steve. He's the head of like basically all animals at the zoo. He's a big guy there. And the first thing we did was we went to the lion cage, the lion, you know, area. And he was going to feed them this giant 10-pound wheel of like frozen roast beef. And he's like, "We just throw it as hard as we can, and we let them catch it." And I'm like, "He's going to let me throw it. I know he's going to let me throw it." And then he threw it himself. I was like, "Doo!" But I didn't let on.
Yeah.
I would like I died a little.
You said that moment like, "Oh."
Still crushed.
All right, the Army is bringing back a slogan from the 80s and 90s, "Be all you can be." This is to hopefully inspire a new generation of Gen Z recruits, because last year the Army fell short of its goal by about 15,000 soldiers. They're hoping that Gen Z will respond to the retro slogan.
I hope not. It's not that I don't want soldiers. I just don't want soldiers who respond to a stupid gimmick.
Yeah.
If you want soldiers, make it worthwhile, pay them, up the benefits, don't starve them out. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no, screw you. Don't come up. First of all, come up with a new one. Don't go back to the one you used on me. But again, full respect for everyone who serves. Big regret for me that I didn't. But recruit people, whether it's at your company or the Army, with real stuff, not gimmicks.
That's why I always hate when I see the advertisements for the Army that are like video, like basically makes the entire experience look like a video game. And it's like, you know, you can level up by going from a private to a corporal or whatever. Don't talk to these people like they're children. Just
but I guess they are children, though, because they're
well,
looking for 18 and 19-year-old kids.
But, you know, I mean, if you offer, I agree with you, if you offer them like solid benefits, a good pay structure, make it actually easy instead of the nightmare that it is to get into, you know, have them fund your college and help you get into college and stuff. If you do that for them, it's just better overall for everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know what everybody likes? They like the things that you used on their parents.
Right. Right.
And my final one more story here. Twitter is auctioning off office, kitchen, and tech supplies from its San Francisco headquarters as its financial struggles continue. So you could bid on some surplus corporate office assets today, it looks like it'll. I'm sorry. It's already closed out. Sorry, guys.
Dang it.
Could have gotten some furniture, some industrial kitchen equipment, or an AV system, or you could get a giant neon bird sign from the Twitter office.
I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know, but is Elon pushing back like, oh, no, we're fine?
Yeah.
The fact that I've lost more money than any human in history, that's nothing. Like, is he trying to...
He says that more people are using Twitter right now than ever before.
Oh, that was in your show prep, Rach, wasn't it?
Well, I keep seeing people like, I joined Twitter again just in time for blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we are so transparent. All these people left and they were like, well, Elon's here. I'm never coming back, which I never said because I'm not going to lie to you guys and say I'm not using Twitter anymore. Like, of course, I'm going to still keep using it.
Don't you lie to me about Twitter.
But there were people who were like, goodbye forever. And then they just got right back on because it's like, you're online. You need to be online.
There was one day towards like middle or end of November where... There was like a rumor that came out that Twitter was going to be, it was when everybody like quit in Exodus, and it was like Twitter is actually going to be shutting down tonight, it looks like, within the next 2 hours. And everybody was giving like tearful goodbyes and memorializing Twitter for everything it used to be. And then nothing is different.
Is anyone of note who said, if so-and-so gets elected, I'm moving out of the country? Has anyone of note ever actually done it?
Well, it's almost every person.
Not of note. I do know somebody that I follow on Twitter who did move to Australia after Trump got elected, but it's not like a lot of people, like no one of note, you know what I mean? Nobody famous.
I still can't get over that they're having a yard
sale. No one matters.
You're having a yard sale at Twitter. Like, hey, come buy our old crap.
It's a bad look.
Getting rid of some stuff from HQ.
You guys want a blue bird?
Speaking of, we've had a bunch of... stuff going on here, new carpeting, and we have a table outside our office with some of the extraneous stuff we haven't moved back in yet. Colleen was trying to buy it. Like, he thought it was like a bake sale or something.
What do you think this is, Twitter?
Trying to buy my nunchucks.
Yeah, he picked up your nunchucks, and I was like, those aren't for sale.
Don't pick up a man's nunchucks.
First of all, those are mine.
Yeah, that's right. I gave one to him.
I'm going
to
win those.
Really?
So we could nunchuck-oo each other.
Yeah, nice. Look out.
Thank you, Dave. Dave's gone.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, there he is. Oh, my God. You scared me.
You lost him at
nunchucks. Disappeared for a second.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
He's back again. 353 DGS. Seems like we have a lot of really dumb criminals in the news lately, right? Did you guys see the guy that tried to grab the barista?
Yes. That's really scary.
You're showing me that. Kid.
Holy crap.
I mean, it's obviously terrible. It's terrifying.
Right, through a drive-thru window.
Right. I'm doing the math like... What did you think could possibly happen? Like, I don't know any person strong enough to pull a person out of a Starbucks window into their vehicle. Like, maybe I'm missing something, but it just seemed like a plan that was never going to work.
Well, he was probably
clearly something wrong with this human.
I'm sure that was interesting, a terrifying experience.
Oh.
What was interesting is he shows his face on the security camera because he leans out the window. He's got a big tattoo on his arm that was pretty clearly... visible and unique. It wasn't just like a doggy, you know.
that I don't know why that hit me so weird.
The common doggy arm tattoo,
not like a doggy. I didn't know this. America has been in debt its entire history, except for 1 year when Andrew Jackson from 1835 to 1836 paid off all the debts. 1 year we haven't been in debt.
Mm-hmm. There was a writer from Forbes on with Ron and Amy today on the show explaining all of this. And essentially is like, yeah, the debt doesn't matter. Hmm. Like, it doesn't make any difference. You know, you could reduce it. You cannot reduce it. It's not really going to change anything one way or the other. I find it interesting how the importance of the debt varies, you know, every 2, 4, 6, 8 years, whatever. I mean,
depending on what party's in power.
Or who wants to spend on what or whatever. Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's a great listen if anybody wants to go to KMOX.com and pick up on the podcast. Because I learned stuff I had never heard before listening to this.
Well, I started to say, well, what's the difference between our budget and theirs, but we can't print money.
Right.
So I guess that's the big difference.
Right. And essentially, you know, when you think about it, if I'm in $5,000 in debt, I owe that, I have to pay it. And if I don't pay it, somebody's going to come after me. They're going to take my stuff, right? Well, nobody's taken anything from us.
You know what I'm really intrigued by, those, the trillion-dollar coin? You know this? They've for a long time, people wanted to mint coin made of platinum that's worth $1 trillion. And they've actually talked about doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.